This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Hoping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, this is Josh from DBCC Bedford, and I'm sat here with Bex Daly, who's been a client of DBCC Bedford for about 9 months, and she's achieved some amazing results. So I'd just like to have a little conversation with Bex to see how she felt before she was at the DBCC, and hopefully you guys can learn a bit or two and put in some things in practice that will help your results. So Bex, first of all, could you let everyone know what kind of results you've achieved in the 9 months you've been at DBCC?
Okay, well, so far I've actually lost 30 pounds, 20 pounds of that being pure body fat.
Awesome. So going back to before you were a client at DBCC, were you concerned about your weight?
Yes, I was. I mean, I've always been a bigger girl, even since my teenage years, and it's something that I've been struggling with for a few years now.
So when you say struggling, what kind of, how did it affect your life?
Well, I've got two kids now, and especially since I've had the second child, it's been harder work, you know, chasing after them and making sure that, you know, I can play with them and keep up with them.
Okay. How old are your kids, if you don't mind me asking?
One's 13, a boy, and another boy of 4.
Okay. So they're still kind of running rings and stuff like that?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. And have you tried to lose that weight before?
Numerous times tried, obviously failed.
What kind of things have you tried?
It's got to the point where I've tried just starving myself, you know, and not eating anything and thinking that, you know, because I was losing weight that way, it wasn't actually staying off long term.
Right, okay. So did you end up putting the weight back on?
Definitely.
With those kind of things?
Yes.
How did you feel when you were doing things like that?
It was hard work. I mean, it was good when I was seeing the results, but I could guarantee that I would know that 3-4 weeks down the line, I'd lose maybe, you know, nearly a stone, and then something would happen and it'd all go to pot within, you know, a few days.
Right. And how many times did that happen? Over what kind of period of time?
Oh, gosh, I've tried for a few years and, you know, I'd do it perhaps, you know, once every couple of months, try something, and then, you know, might be just for a week, or it might be, you know, for a month, and... and then that, it would stop.
Was there anything that derailed your progress that made it stop?
Sometimes I have a habit of getting ill with, you know, throat infections and stuff. And it would get to the point then where, you know, everything would just go because I wouldn't feel well enough to try anything else.
Okay. And how did it make you feel kind of trying these things, but knowing, as you said, that it wasn't going to be a long-term thing for you?
It was annoying because, you know, every time I tried starting something, I'd think, right, I'm going to do it this time, and then to fail, and it just puts you back, and then you try again and fail again.
Okay, so when did you come across the DBCC?
I'd actually been watching quite a lot of programmes on transformation, like extreme weight loss programmes, things like that, and I thought, you know, I need a place like that, a centre that would actually help me and actually help transform me and keep me on track.
Okay, so when you did come across the DBCC, did you have any obstacles or any barriers before you joined?
My main concern was distance from my house because I don't drive. I was quite worried, but luckily it happens to be just down the road. But then, you know, money was a concern, but, you know, I managed to put that aside and think, well, if my health comes at a cost, then I'm going
to
do it.
Good. That's a good mindset to have. And so what excited you when you first walked into the DBCC? Did you have any preconceptions of what it was going to be like when you started training?
Not really. To be honest, I had actually walked past this place before and assumed it was like a gym for men, you know, things like that. And I was quite worried that it would be a lot of men here and, you know, I'd feel uncomfortable about it being, you know, a gym, that, you know, people would look at me and judge me because I was big. And I think, you know, I thought, oh, God, the people are going to be really fit in there and I'm not.
How did you make you feel after your first session then?
Really good, actually. You know, the first session I ever had, you know, I felt welcome and, you know, a couple of the other clients were really friendly and introduced themselves straight away. I felt like, you know, what part of the team already straight away.
Nice. So those kind of initial fears that you had never came to fruition then?
No, never.
Okay. And when you heard about the Real You transformation process, what kind of things excited you the most about it?
the fact that it could be doable and, you know, it was realistic. The goals, you know, were realistic and I was excited to just get going on it, really.
Nice. So 9 months down the line, you've managed to maintain your fat loss and not gone back up, which is great. So what do you think has been the difference with the DVCC that has meant that you haven't fallen off the wagon like you have in the past?
That this time I've been eating a lot. You know, I found it quite difficult because I have been eating a lot and thinking this can't work. You know, I'm eating so much, yet I'm losing the fat. And, you know, at first that was kind of like, wow.
Yeah, so more of a sustainable thing for you then?
Definitely, yes.
Okay, and so walk us through like a typical day of food for you then.
Well, breakfast is always, you know, salmon and scrambled eggs. That's my favourite breakfast I have every day. Lunch would probably be something like prawns or, you know, a salmon fillet with green salads and, you know, plenty of, you know, green stuff. And dinner would be a steak or more salmon or chicken. You know, sometimes I'll do it with veg or, you know, make a, like a stew thing.
Nice. And have you found that?
Nice.
So you actually enjoy doing the food this time around?
I enjoy eating it.
Good. So when you first joined the DVCC, did you expect it to work as well as it has done for you?
I was hoping it would. And I'm glad it has.
Good. And I know one of the big things for you, and I think one of the contributing factors to your success is that you've, like you say, you've formed a bond with a lot of the people in the session that you come to. One person in particular, Pally, you've trained with a lot. So how has that helped you along the way?
It's been good because especially with Pally, she was at the same stage I was. We joined at around the same time and we're the same age and everything. So it was good to have that person there to be motivated by. And also the other people really motivate you too. So it's been nice.
Good. So what have been the other benefits aside from the obvious fat loss since you've been training at the DVCC on a day-to-day basis?
It's been nice to be able to go shopping and, you know, try things on that, you know, in a size, you know, that I wouldn't have been able to choose before. And that's been really good.
Okay. And if you could sum up the DVCC in three words, what would they be?
Motivating, helpful, and probably good fun.
And that's four, but I'll let you off on that. So one of the last things, if there was someone out there listening to this who's in the same position as you, they've tried lots of diets, they've had some success, but it's gone back on, they've done this yo-yo thing. Mm. What advice would you give them?
Everything that you've ever read and you think you're doing right, you're doing wrong. Basically, you know, this coming here has taught me the right way to do things. And it was totally the opposite of what I thought I was doing right before, which obviously wasn't.
Okay. And lastly, if you were to recommend the DVCC to a friend, what would you say to them?
Definitely go for it. It's hard work at the beginning. You know, the exercise, you do ache. But I've come to the point where actually, if I don't ache the next day, I'm disappointed because I know I haven't worked hard enough.
Good. So hopefully everyone out there has learned a thing or two that they can apply to their own transformation. So thank you very much, Bex, for talking with me, and I shall see you guys again soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedvcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.